We commend the president for the intended action that is meant to safeguard the lives of the people. There is no need for Zambians to lose their lives because of politics and because of somebody who is aspiring to be a political leader of the country. And the government would do just the justice to the people by evoking his constitutional powers if the trend is left unchecked.
Father Lungu, yes. Why do you think the Zambian police, constitutionally mandated to maintain law and order, has remained, unfortunately, ineffective in addressing these challenges of politically related violence in Zambia?
Tribalism is at play because those are mostly the police officers that hail from tribes where they have been advocating tribalism. They are the ones that actually have betrayed the whole system. Then people abrogate their professional obligation, then it becomes a very serious matter that weakens across the police service, because you don't know who you are trusting and what is it that they are doing in their dark corner meetings. So the unfortunate thing is that these people have infiltrated the police, they've infiltrated the Electoral Commission of Zambia, and they've made these institutions weak by abrogating their professional etiquette in discharging their duties.
So are Zambians rather calling on the president to invoke his presidential powers to ensure peace and stability before the elections, or they want institutions mandated by the constitution? Of course, the president is also mandated by the constitution to ensure lives and property are protected.
Well, Zambians, majority Zambians that put this government into office are looking forward to the instructions that will be instituted by the president, because they are witnessing disappointment from the these institutions that are mandated and are expected to execute their duties professionally. For instance, we've been warned that due to COVID, there is no need for us to be holding rallies. But we have seen the opposition defying with impunity. And right now, our hospitals are full. We don't have space. We are running out of oxygen. Now, there are these few elements that have malicious intentions. We don't know, because they needed to sell themselves, to market themselves peacefully to the citizens so that they can be elected into office. But again, there is every information available that should help the police to go and arrest the perpetrators of violence.